Welcome to News and Brews with the Times, where we spill the tea on what's happening in Hall County, Georgia. It's March 31st, 2025, and we have news on how local schools may handle a cell phone ban that state leaders have approved. Plus, a movie has been filming around Lake Lanier, and we've got a couple of interesting lawsuits to share with you. We'll also be talking with sports editor Bill Murphy about local high school baseball coaches, who they are on and off the field. Good morning. I'm Shannon Casas.
And I'm Stacey Smith. This show is brought to you by The Times. Before we jump into the top five stories this week, we wanted to share an update on the murder case that we spoke with reporter Nick Watson about last week. There was a hearing scheduled for March 28th for a woman accused of shooting her boyfriend at their lake house, but her attorney later waived the hearing, which means the case will move on to Superior Court, so we may not know more details for a while.
But The Times will keep tracking it and report on it the next time there's a major update.
We've also got an update on a coach accused of shoving a boy against the wall in the field house. The Times has the investigative file from the sheriff's office, including comments from the coach, as well as news on how the school system is handling the issue. So be sure to check that out in the link in our show notes.
Now it's time to grab your favorite brew and take a sip while we guide you through what's been happening in Hall County.
Hall and Gainesville schools are both reacting to news at the state level about a ban on cell phones in elementary and middle school classrooms. If Governor Brian Kemp signs the bill, it would require schools to figure out how to enforce it by next January.
I've got two kids in Hall School, so I'm curious to see how this plays out. Reporter Ben Anderson is here to tell us more.
Yeah, so state leaders passed this bill recently. It passed the House and recently passed the Senate with a lot of bipartisan support. Some of the concerns that I've heard are that parents won't sort of have immediate contact with their kids in school. So if there's a kind of emergency, you know, they won't be able to reach them directly. They'll now have to call the office in case, you know, there's an emergency or something like that.
So how did our local school leaders react?
So here's what Jeremy Williams, the superintendent of Gainesville City Schools, told me.
Yeah, our elementary schools do a great job of not allowing cell phones in the classroom. And our middle schools both require the students to keep them in their book bags. And then the book bags are put to the side of the room in every class throughout the day. So it's really not going to impact us in Gainesville City Schools. And since the legislation is on the K-8, we feel comfortable with it.
Hall County Schools doesn't have any kind of policy, but here is what Craig Harrington, the chairman of the Hall County School Board, said.
Once this passed, we'll look at those regulations. We don't want to have to reinvent what they're doing, but maybe add to it and set some regulations at the high school level so that all our schools are working under the same guidelines.
Hopefully that's less pressure for me to give my kids cell phones. A movie has been filming in the area of the Lake Lanier Olympic Park. If you've been in the area, you may have seen the signs like I did, or been caught in traffic related to roadblocks. It's a Hulu project focused on the Murdaugh family murders. It stars Patricia Arquette and Jason Clark.
Wait, the Murdaugh family murders happened in South Carolina, right? I wonder what they're doing here.
That's show business for you. Lake Lanier can be the Ozarks or South Carolina.
Well, that's definitely a show I will be checking back for. A former TV show location, the old Milton Robeson property in Southeast Hall, that was the film location for Fox's Monarch series, will now become a Free Chapel Counseling and Retreat Center. The Times was at the Hall County Board of Commissioners meeting last week, where the plan was approved to turn the property into Shiloh Ranch.
A man's family is suing a local motel after he died from an apparent overdose there. The lawsuit claims the motel employees found him, and rather than calling 911, they ran his credit card to cover his room charges. The lawsuit claimed addiction issues are rampant at this motel.
That's messed up.
Yeah, if that's what happened, that's pretty tough. Addiction is such a difficult thing for families to cope with. I do want to point out the Times has also done a lot of reporting on a local resource here called Jay's Place Recovery Center, which helps connect people with resources. Link in the show notes if anyone needs that.
Another lawsuit in the news last week involved a police officer who T-boned a vehicle in the intersection of Jesse Jewell and E.E. Butler Parkways. The officer ran the red light with his sirens on, according to the Georgia State Patrol. Three people were taken to the hospital. It's not clear where the officer was going or how badly the victims were injured. The family's attorney declined to comment. Gainesville police said the officer is still employed there, but declined to comment further. The officer was not cited by the Georgia State Patrol in the crash.
Hey listeners, Alex with the sales team here. If you're hoping to do some home improvements this spring, you'll want to check out the North Georgia Home Show coming up April 5th and 6th. Win door prizes and check out the vendors at this free event put on by The Times and happening at Lanier Tech's Ramsey Conference Center. Learn more at northgahomeshow.com.
Coming soon, our sports team will have a series of stories about coaches of spring sports at our local high schools. We have with us Bill Murphy, your sports editor here. Thanks for joining us. I know at my house, it's definitely baseball season. We're at the field pretty much every night. So tell us what y'all have in the works.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Well, what we're looking at currently is doing some stories, not just talking about the coaches on the field, but their backstory and what makes them successful with the programs in Hall County. One story we're looking at doing right now is Gainesville's baseball coach, Chan Brown. Many people know him from his time at Parkview High, winning many state championships. And in 2025, he's led quite a considerable turnaround with the Red Elephants program.
So we'll be learning more about the coaches on and off the field and kind of how those team dynamics are working and what they're bringing to the teams. So look out for that on GainesvilleTimes.com. You can also sign up to get our sports newsletters at GainesvilleTimes.com/newsletters so you don't miss those stories and others.
Last week, we heard from Emily House on Instagram, who asked if we can talk about the cell service on Thompson Bridge Road. Emily, we'd love to do that. We know that dead zone you're talking about, and we've asked the Times team to look into it, and we hope to report back soon. Check out our show notes for links to all the stories we've talked about today so you can get more context and information.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Rate us on your podcast app or shoot us an email at podcastadmin@GainesvilleTimes.com to let us know what you'd like to hear about on the podcast. Join us again next week.